B'tachon for Life, Shir 1437, Sunday, Parshas Truma. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for a full and quick refuah for everyone in the family, emotionally and physically. And they should find an affordable, spacious, sunny apartment in a great location. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schos of all the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Yeshuas and Refuas and Bracha and Hatzlacha La'irach Yom Tevim. We mentioned last week various concepts from Shimshon Pinkas Zecharon Livracha, how a person can feel sheltered by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we'll add one more thing that he says. After Reb Shimshon Nachmanon Zalman was Nifter, they found written in one of his ksavim, they found the following statement. He said, the Rabbeinu Shlom created billions of worlds. Tremendous chachma, tremendous depth. We have no understanding in what's going on in the Olam HaYonim. The Rabbeinu Shlom asks us one thing. He says, all of these Olamis, what we call the Olam HaYonim, the spiritual worlds, I'm giving you the ability to impact them. When you do a mitzvah, you lift up all the worlds. When Rachmana Litzlan, a person does an Aveira, he destroys endless worlds. All of these worlds, says Reb Shimshon, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave to us to impact. To think about doing mitzvahs, to think about learning Torah, to do chesed. Every time you do a mitzvah, every time you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're enhancing those endless worlds that exist in Shemayim. On the other hand, Reb Shimshon wrote, there's one small world, a tiny little world, and that's the world that we see in front of our eyes. That world, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did not give us jurisdiction over. That world he wants himself to take care of. He wants us to leave up to him. He doesn't want us to get busy with the tiny little world, the world that we live in, but rather to get busy with the spiritual worlds and put an effort in Ruchnius to bring Kvod Shemayim, to enhance what's going on in the upper worlds. And he writes, what do people do? They do the opposite. They're not happy the way the Rabbeinu Shlom split it up. They spend their whole night and their whole day being worried and stressed about what's going on in this world. Busy with Parnassa, busy with everything else. And they forget about what really their job is, to enhance the spiritual worlds. With davening, saying tilim, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, doing what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do. If a person would just allow the Rabbeinu Shalom to run the world that he kept for himself, and we take care of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take care of, the much bigger worlds, the much more important worlds, we'd be much happier. We'd be much better, Avdei Hashem. That's Machseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to rely on him when it comes to this small world that we live in. He doesn't want you to be stressed about it. That's his business. Your business is to do mitzvahs, Yom Tov, Shabbos, etc. That's your business. That's where the Rabbeinu Shlom wants you to make an impact. Those worlds you can control, he gave them to you. Let's forget about being stressed about the silliness going on in this world. Feel machsa under the Rabbeinu Shalom and get more busy enhancing the endless worlds in Shemayim through our mitzvahs, our emunah, our tefillah, our betachen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.